Welcome to the Social Media Weekend Update for December 17th, 2017. This week, our focus will mainly be on Instagram and Facebook. And I'm telling you what, Facebook is rolling out a ton of new updates to users. So there's lots to update you on. Today's episode is brought to you by Social Media Marketing World 2018. We are only a couple of months away. I am so excited. Social Media Marketing World is the place to learn about all the latest in social media and digital marketing from the brightest and the best in social media and influencers. I'm so excited. I can't even tell you. Like, you can go to their website, check it out, learn more at stellar247.media/SMMW18. And you can learn about the huge amount of amazing speakers that are going to be there. I'm going to be there. I'm not going to be a speaker, but I'm going to be there taking in all the good stuff, networking, and hopefully I'll see you there too. I will, of course, put the link in the show notes, which I will share with you at the end of today's episode in the description. So let's jump to it. Okay, first up, let's get some Instagram news out of the way. So Instagram announced a couple of features this week. Instagram now gives you the ability to follow hashtags. Now, I think this could be pretty handy, especially if you have your own hashtag. My hashtag is hashtag GrowStellar, which I use when I teach webinars and classes. And you might also find it helpful if you want to, you know, follow maybe your competition's hashtag, or you're just simply more interested in that specific topic. So go check it out. What hashtag are you gonna follow? I'd love to hear from you and let me know. So Instagram stories can now be archived and saved for later. Plus, you can create story collections that will be pinned at the top of your profile. This is actually something that I talked about in last week's Social Media Weekend update, but I wanted to circle back around because since then, I have actually seen some great ways that people have used it. Plus, I've thought of some good ways to use it myself. So I think that these collections are a great way to showcase the topics you talk about or themes you share on your profile. For example, if you're a hairstylist, you could do a collection of stories that are men's haircuts, one of updos, and another of like color correction. If you're a realtor, you could do a collection of the different parts of town or maybe various communities you work in. So I think there's a lot you could do with that. And I would love to hear how you plan on using those pin stories or some ideas that maybe you've seen implemented that you thought were really cool. You could tweet me at stellar247 or call into my anchor station. I know for me personally, I'm going to be working on doing some tips for the various social networks, and I will probably categorize it by social network. So I'll have one for Facebook, one for Instagram, and so on and so forth. So I'm excited for this new change. Instagram rolls out Rights Manager, giving content creators more control over their copyrighted material, mainly videos here, but you basically upload your video assets to the Rights Manager, and Facebook as well as Instagram will take down your content that is being uploaded without your permission. So it's a great way of keeping your copyright stuff under your wing. Hey, let's jump into some Facebook news, and whew, Facebook's been busy as usual. So Facebook is rolling out a WhatsApp call to action button for pages, which is pretty awesome. And also Facebook is rolling out a WhatsApp call to action button in Facebook ads. Now this makes sense since WhatsApp is actually owned by Facebook, as many of you know, and they recently released business accounts. Not to mention it is used by 1.3 billion monthly active users worldwide, including myself. It's one of the favorite ways that I keep in touch with my family around the world. Facebook is testing out a new privacy option for comments, making it so that commenters can set who they would want to see the comments. It would basically be public as it is now, or you could set it to only your friends and the post owner will see the comment. Now, I personally love this development. I think it will lead to less hostility on comment threads. You know, people be trolling. I will give you an example. For instance, my very liberal 85-year-old grandmother made a comment on a news article sometime back which I then saw because, you know, that's how Facebook works. And she had over 20 plus replies, a majority of which were people calling her crazy and stupid simply because they did not agree with her political stance. And as someone who's pretty moderate, middle of the road, I could tell you her comment really wasn't that bad. Now, I don't always agree with my grandmother's political stance, but it hurts me to see so many people disrespect my grandmother, who is one of the most wonderful people I know. The thing is, her comment wasn't even that bad, and if it was restricted to just the poster and her connection, she would not have to put up with such abuses. I mean, she's 85 years old. She shouldn't have to deal with trolly-ass people. People are out of control out there. This may help curb that issue just a bit, and I think it's a great move. Facebook rolls out quote unquote our story in the about section for pages, giving page admins more space to tell more about their business. It performs basically a lot like a blog in terms of how you can format it, but you only post one post, so it's not like you do an ongoing thing. Anyway, it is useful in expanding on the about section and sharing a more in-depth explanation of a brand. I would also think of it as, you know, similar to an about section on your website. I would highly recommend that everyone get in there and update this and add some great new content, because not only is it going to help, you know, just give people a better idea of what your company is about if they do go into your about section, but also I do believe that this is going to help with search engine optimization and getting your page found. So go check it out. Facebook is rolling out a snooze button, which I already have, yay, to mute people, pages, and groups for up to 30 days. This is something we've actually seen them test in the past, but it appears it's getting the green light. I bet this will come in really handy around election season. Yeah. This is also really handy for me to go in and mute all those crazy people who keep posting those cut and paste posts about the algorithm changing and everyone should comment on their posts so they could see each other's posts, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, that's not how Facebook works, y'all. And it's dumb, so stop doing it. And instead of unfollowing, I'm just going to mute all those people. So there you go. According to the magnificent Matt Navarro with The Next Web, Facebook is testing stories from desktop, allowing users to actually record and create stories from their desktop computers. Now, I personally do not have this option, but Matt does, and he actually did some screenshots. I'd be curious to know if you have that option. Not sure if this will help Facebook get stories off the ground, but it may help some users at least try to create some stories on the platform, and then maybe that would push them to view more stories on the platform. By the way, Facebook stories are not exactly taking off for them, so my guess is they're gonna keep tweaking it and trying to figure out how to make it work. Time will tell if this rollout will go to all users. And there you have all the social media news from this past week from Facebook and Instagram. You can check out the show notes and grab links to additional resources at stellar247.media/SMWU. That stands for Social Media Weekend Update, SMWU1217. I'll also put the link in the description. If you like this episode and you want to give me that, hey, there's a high five or a fist bump, then the best thing to do is to share this with a friend or colleague that you think would find this helpful. I would also love to hear from you. If you're listening via Anchor, please comment or call in to my station with your thoughts and questions. If you're listening via a podcast on iTunes or all the various other platforms you can find me, you can tweet to me at stellar247 if you have any comments or questions, or you can leave comments on the show notes. I would also love to have you join me over in my Facebook group where I answer questions, break social media news, give bonus trainings and insights, and fill you in on all the happenings in social media. Check it out at stellar247.media/FB group. You can also check out that link in the show notes. If you're listening via my podcast and you enjoy what you hear, please consider giving me that 5-star review. Literally nothing would make my day more wonderful and joyous than your kind words. And a big thank you to those of you who have taken time out of your day to give me your reviews. I truly, truly appreciate you. As always, I want to thank you for tuning in and have a stellar day.